A lot going on tonight. Jeff Hathorn with you, 412-928-9370. Joel, you mentioned it. The Stuart Skinner experience begins tonight. But it's less about the Penguins goalie and more about the Oilers goalie. Like, how do you view, if you're on your way to the game, like, I'm assuming there'll be a tribute video? Yes? Maybe? Like, how do you view the Jari? Is it, man, Jari kept us from winning playoff series. Jari sucked, man. Jari was bad. Jari's the reason that Penguins didn't do this, that, or the other thing. Saddest thing is the 1 year, and it was when Spicy Pork and Broccoli had to go in because he was hurt. That year against the Rangers, they still went 7 games. He went out there on one leg. I give him a lot of credit for that game, and I think that year could have been a year where they advanced in the playoffs. Jari struggled at times. It wasn't his fault they offered him that money. As with so many of these contracts, it's not like Jari's going to go, well, you know, I probably should take less. I appreciate you offering me all that money, but you know, I'm really only worth maybe $2 million a year. So why don't we go there with the contract? I don't blame him for that. But I also don't, like, put it all on Jari. Like, Jari was the only thing keeping them from advancing or making the playoffs. He was frustrating at times. The first shot goals were mind-numbing. But I don't put it all on him. That being said, I love this trade. You get out from under that contract. You get an opportunity now to have a goalie, and Skinner is only with you for the rest of the year, where you can give Murashov more time in the minors or bring him up. And we'll discuss that in a little bit and what they should do with him. Give Blomqvist some time. And he isn't on the books after the season. You bring in a defenseman that might be able to help you. Set some examples. Play the right way. Help you close games. But if you're heading to the game tonight and they announce Jari in net, or there's a video for Jari, what's your reaction? It's like, man, that guy kept us. It's him. I also want to talk about the Steelers today. And 412-928-9370. Dan Kangurski is going to join us in about a half an hour. We'll get into more of the Penguin stuff. We'll take your calls on it as well. We're going to have a couple of Steelers guests. Ray Fittipaldo, Mark Cabali is going to join us. And Will Graves from the Associated Press in the 9 o'clock hour talk all things sports. But we want to take your calls. Steelers, impressive win yesterday. Doesn't mean that they're a Super Bowl team, but take your wins when you got them. You're watching the early part of that game, and it's like, man, this is a punt fest. The weather's horrible. Man, this is going to be another one of those games. And then they drove 60 yards after the field goal against them. And not with ease, but were able to score. They get a big play to start the second half. 38-yard run from Kenneth Gainwell. And score. Then they, I think as important as that, is they get a three and out with a sack. Now it looks like Steeler football. Then they go right back down the field, and you got DK Metcalf like knocking down everybody on the Miami defense and getting in the end zone. Okay, that's why you paid that big guy that kind of money. It's 21-3. Let's see what the Dolphins answer. Can the Steelers stay on top of this? Hell, we've seen a lot of leads blown on the ice, more so than on the field, but you get my point. Let's see where this thing goes. Another three and out with a big-time loss sack, this one from Peyton Wilson. And then you go right back down and score again. It's 28-3, and you're sitting in that press box. It's like, this is good. I'm not... Miami is not the greatest team. They had won four in a row, one against a good team, the other three, but they'd still won four in a row. They're running all over their opponents. Shut down the run game. Put them to bed. I forget the last couple of touchdowns. I mean, it was 28-3. That was an impressive performance. So where do you take that if you're a Steeler fan? That, in the span of 2 weeks, it's flipped 180 from fire the coach and get rid of everybody to maybe there's something here. 412-928-9370. We'll start with Nate in Cannonsburg. Hey, Nate.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I was listening to I was listening to the show all day at work. On the earlier segment, they said, "Would you name the Steelers as one of your three teams in the AFC?" I wouldn't name them as one of five teams. I mean, there's only seven playoff spots. If we take up one, I can name five teams. I mean, that the way they're playing right now, I don't want to see in the playoffs. And I think we just need to be realistic here. In theory, yes, on any given Sunday in the National Football League, any team can win. But if you want to compare the 05 Steelers to this roster, I mean, I can go tit for tat with that. Let's just be reasonable here. I kind of changed my view on Steelers games this season. I just look to be entertained from week to week, but I don't have high expectations.
And hang with me for a second, Nate, because here's my mindset now on these things. I think we're on the same wavelength. You can enjoy the win without overreacting to what this team is.
Sure.
Like, it was a nice win. Aaron Rodgers looked really good. Kenneth Gainwell looks like maybe one of the best dollar-for-dollar signings in the entire league in free agency this past year. All of that's awesome. And I like what they're doing, but I'm with you. I'm not ready to say that they're a Super Bowl contender or a deep playoff run. Now, they go up and win in Detroit?
Yeah.
In a game where Detroit has to have it. Then maybe I start to turn the corner, but after these two wins, good wins. Anytime you win in Baltimore is awesome. You beat Miami and it looked impressive. Great. But just enjoy the win.
Yeah, good teams win games that they're beat teams they're supposed to beat, and they beat the Dolphins. They went into a hostile environment in Baltimore and won. But again, now if you go up to Detroit, and well, then maybe I'll become a little more of a believer. But I'm just not there yet. What Steelers team and what scheme is going to show up that on any Sunday? That's what I want to know.
Thank you for the call, Nate. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. It takes nothing from the win. The win was great, and there were things in this game: stopping the run, being physical, going out in Steeler weather against a team from Miami and just showing them what it was all about. Like, all that stuff was great. It was good that Renegade had cheers and not booze this time. That there were no firing the head coach chants during the game on national TV. That was nice. And they were impressive. I mean, let's say what they were. They were impressive yesterday. There's still some holes on this roster. There's still some other areas they need to improve. There's still things that they could do better. I mean, look, the run defense was solid. Now you're going up against Detroit. Gibbs is a beast. They've got a backfield of beasts and an offensive line that's physical, led by a physical offensive lineman himself and Hank Fraley, number retired at Robert Morris. Get that one? Then I'll start to buy in. And I don't remember, like, the 05. I mean, I remember the run. I can't remember everybody's mindset, like if it took a little bit of time, but there was frustration. And then it just started rolling. But I don't know that the Steelers have that roster of those guys in their prime right now. 412-928-9370. Jeff Hathorn with you tonight on a Fan Evening Show. Robin Braddock. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I can't complain. I just want to say something real quick to all these Steelers, Tomlin haters. Look, I'm not saying Tomlin doesn't deserve some of the criticism he gets. But for some of these guys that act like Tomlin's not a first ballot Hall of Famer as a coach, it's like when people go too far to the left with their argument, like he's some type of bum. Like, Tomlin is a top 10 NFL coach. And I'm not saying that he's going to sit up and get us to the Super Bowl. It's just that when they go so far to the extreme, they don't want to give him his credit. Like, give the man his credit. Like,
so he deserves credit for yesterday. Absolutely. Right?
Yeah, he deserves credit for yesterday, but then you get some of these hosts that says, okay, well, Tomlin has something to do with the roster construction, this, that, and this. Okay, give him credit for the roster now. Like, right. It's like you be so quick to down a man, but then when he do something good, it's crickets.
And
I was listening to the morning show, and they were saying that they was having trouble getting callers in because the Steelers won. The Steelers fans only want to call when it's negative. Like, no, keep that same energy you kept when we was losing to the Chargers and the Bills. Get a man his credit.
Yeah, it doesn't excuse some of the bad losses. Doesn't excuse the Bills game and getting run all over the place. It doesn't excuse that at all. But your point is valid, that if you're going to criticize him for the roster development and then guys that they brought in to the roster can't all just be on Omar. Like, it can't be good Omar and bad Mike. And that's not to say Mike hasn't made mistakes. Listen, this is a head coach who hasn't won a playoff game in nearly a decade. And that's where I think a lot of the frustration, Rob, comes from.
Yeah, but it's like they complain about everything. Like, everything. Like, if he don't tie his shoes the right way, Tomlin don't know how to tie his shoes.
I saw him. I don't want to tell you this, but I saw him start with the left foot. Can you believe that?
Okay.
He put his left shoe on first.
I get it, but it's just like that's all I wanted to say. It's like it wasn't criticism. It just goes when he messes up. It's just like, oh, this is bad Tomlin. This is bad Tomlin. But it's when he get him in his credit. Give him he's a Pittsburgher. He's been here 19 years. Give the man his credit, man. He live and die Steelers football, man. You should be behind somebody that live and die Steelers football.
Rob, appreciate the call. We want to get your thoughts on what Rob had to say. On where the Steelers are at. If you're going to the hockey game tonight, what's your reaction going to be when you hear Tristan's name or see a Tristan Jari video, if that thing is going to exist tonight at the arena? 412-928-9370. Jeff Hathorn with you. Dan Kongerski comes up at 6:45, and then at around 7:20, Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette is going to join us as we go until 10:35. And if you are heading to the game and, Sid is 2 points from Mario, the whole Jari, we want to get your thoughts after the game in the 10 o'clock hour at 412-928-9370. So if you're heading there now, give us a ring afterwards and we'll get your thoughts on that game. We'll take it to break. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates. A personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.